First of all, Scott, it is a pleasure to meet you. What an actor you are. You just so you it's so natural, I think. Has it always been that way?
I listen, I really, I don't know. I thank you for saying that. I'm just really grateful. I work hard at what I do because out of gratitude. So I think that if I didn't put the kind of effort in, it may not be as natural. So thank you.
You have done so many different and interesting roles, from playing a guy held up in the mountains of Tennessee to Charlie Chaplin, coming up. Were you doing that at a very young age?
I always, yeah, I mean, no, I mean, in a sense, it was a different thing. I was a sports guy, and then I was asked to, I had a dare from a girlfriend to join a trap for this high school play. And then I did, and then I fell in love with it. I got two roles. I played a maid and one of the leads in the same play, and it changed my life, and I fell in love with it, and I pursued it.
Well, good for you. I mean, and Red Right Hand, I mean, working for the Nelms boys has got to be a joy.
Yeah, they're the best. They're just the way they work is super unique. They both have a vision, but the visions align. They have different skill sets. Both are really astute in every area of film. So yeah, it was a really fun time working with them.
And tell me about your character, Finian. What about him, brought you into it?
I just could relate. I've known tons of alcoholics and addicts who've destroyed their lives, and I think a lot of us have, where somebody's in the throes of addiction, or they're suicidal, or that you can just sense the darkness that is in their lives, and you want to pull them out of it, but you can't until they are ready to change on their own. And they're ready to. And I think Finney's solution in that moment is alcohol. I think without alcohol, he would have died with the pain that he has from losing his wife. And I think that, he just hasn't found other solutions for a spiritual problem he's in the middle of.
But Finney also allows, and I don't want to give anything away because this film is such a tight thriller, but he also allows a certain wisp of humor into his life.
He does. Yes, he's. This is that's the case is just because you're a drug addict or you're on drugs or you're drinking, it doesn't mean you lose your sense of humor.
When you're walking onto a set, and you've worked with so many brilliant people, but with Andy McDowell and of course Orlando Bloom, is there any hesitation on your part, or do you go, well, this is going to be a breeze?
Yeah, listen, I've been really fortunate to work with some all my heroes. I remember when I was working with Robert Duvall twice. I got to be friends with Sam Shepard. I'm working on a movie right now that I've hired David Mamet to write. These are
Wow.
people that I really looked up to, and so I think that when you're around people who have been in the game as long as Andy and Orlando, there's a certain trust that they're going to get the job done, and we know how to handle ourselves on set and bring the best to it. And that's why the Andy and Orlando have stuck around, and they're continuously doing great work. And to be honest, I think they're at their top of their game in this film. What Andy does in this film is so remarkable.
Yeah, I've never seen her play a character like this. I mean, she's always been kind of let's just say nice. This is just totally opposite of that.
Yeah, she's I can't if you're an Andy McDowell fan, this is a film not to miss for her career.
Do you enjoy the behind the camera stuff that you do, producing and directing?
I'm directing a documentary right now on a certain shot that I think is a cure for PTSD. Whenever I'm not acting, I'm putting together documentaries that I hope can change the world. Mully was my film, which is on Amazon Prime. Mully is a movie about a man who answered God's call and never looked back, and he's changing the face of Kenya, and I think it could change the continent of Africa if it spreads what he's doing. He's remarkable, and I love that just as much as I love acting.
In our final moments that we have, what do you think people are going to take away from watching Red Right Hand?
I think people are going to walk away saying that that was a really great time that I spent in my life watching a story that is entertaining. And you can put on a movie and it can let you down. This is one of those ones that you're going to get your money's worth at every turn.
It is. It's just a wonderfully built film. Thank you for your time today, and I do appreciate what you've said. It is a deep movie.
Well, I appreciate you, and I love your backdrop of the books. It's really cool looking.
Well, thank you. None of it's real. It's,
To
talking
meet you.
to you later, Scott. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.